Proclamation number 0898 of 4th of May, 1939. Life without love. Early calling home. The divine mission is exceedingly gracious, and man increases his knowledge of things which otherwise remain hidden from him, and so today an explanation is intended for you which is connected with the passing away of the one who occupies your thoughts. Therefore take note, the conscious immersion in spiritual problems undoubtedly promotes the development of the soul. And therefore every spiritual seeker is at an advantage over those who pay no attention to extraterrestrial questions. But now a change takes place in the heart of the spiritual seeker. He certainly sees himself close to knowledge and yet remains somewhat defensive, and that is because he strives more intellectually than with the heart. I.e., love is not yet right in him, love has not yet become truly active in him, and thus a true life of love, which leads to the awakening of the Spirit of God, has not yet set in, and thus the human being certainly tries to come closer to the truth with good will. He also acknowledges God as the most adorable being, he tries to come close to him and yet he lacks the right warmth, which originates from love. The human being is certainly ready with all his senses to receive God's grace and yet he cannot get rid of the thought in his deepest heart, that an eternal deity will never manifest himself visibly for the poor creature's sake. And this is a lack of faith which would be remedied immediately if the human being wanted to cultivate love with all devotion. Anyone who lives in love is so close to the eternal deity that he feels its breath. Anyone who lives in love is completely absorbed by God, because God himself is in him in all works of love. And anyone who lives in love must come to true knowledge, for love itself informs him of this. But too little attention was paid to love in life because too much attention was paid to one's own love. And thus the soul must now be offered a new opportunity to practice love, and this can very well be put into action over there in the beyond. For its spiritual knowledge is great and will make its task easier for it if love also comes alive in it. And thus the will already be blessed. For this will help him to be active and thus he will enter into a new contract with the Heavenly Father. He will instruct those who are poor in spirit, he will convey to them what is his spiritual property, and he will consider all the poor for whom neither the love of earthly people nor his own good deeds will make the beyond bearable. He will pass on what he has received in abundance and will let love become active for all these poor people, what he has missed on earth up to now and therefore still was a further step towards his own perfection, if he should go this way on earth without the right love. He wanted to, but he did not grasp the power of love, and was therefore called home to fulfill his task in the beyond and to contribute towards the redemption of erring souls with active love. For the Lord still needs many laborers for his vineyard and what he decrees is always wise and just. Amen.